Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but you want it right now so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. Most importantly, it's not just about getting rich and becoming financially independent. It's more about creating a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you now are liberated and have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. That is exactly the ripple effect we're here to create today. Create this freedom and prosperity in your life right now. In fact, we want 1,000 of you or more financially independent by the year 2030. The question is, will it be you? That choice is yours. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go to our website, moneyripples.com. Check out, there's lots of blogs. If you ever want to see this written, we actually have a whole blog section. You can see this transcribed word for word. And of course, you can take the passive income calculator on there if you want to determine whether you could actually create enough passive income to become financially independent the next year, let alone the next 10 plus years. So check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I'm going to talk about today the miracle of simple interest, not compounding interest, right? We're not trying to misquote Albert Einstein, where people will say he said that compounding interest, the eighth wonder of the world. He never said that. He's talking about compounding numbers, had nothing to do with finances and interest. You'll only see that on financial advisors' websites and network marketing sites, is what I've found out when I've looked for the real quote. I'm going to talk about simple interest. And in fact, this is such a powerful concept that if you get it, I'm actually going to share at the end here how one of my clients is able to create in just the next 10 years, another $1.36 million, more than $1.3 million by understanding this one simple concept of simple interest. Okay. So I really want to get into this today. I want to get to the numbers. Now, we know about compounding interest, right? Is that as time goes on, interest accrues. Now, that's not because the interest rate changes. I want you to understand that. It's only because it grows more. So say that you have $100,000 sitting in a savings account right now. You earn 1% interest. That means the next year you'll have $101,000 because you made $1,000 on $100,000. But the next year, now you're earning 1% on $101,000, right? And so now you have $102,000 and change. Same thing, if you earn 10%, you went from $100,000 to $110,000, but now you're earning 10% on $110,000. Now you go from $110,000 to $121,000 because you just made $11,000 off of that. Make sense? So it compounds, it gets more and more as time goes on. Simple interest is different. Simple interest is essentially the interest rate that you're charged, especially when you have a loan. Now, many times people will say, well, how do I beat the interest rate, right? If I have a 6% loan, I need to make at least 6% to make money. If I don't make at least 6%, it's not worth it. And really at face value, that's true. But the question I have is it really? Let's take a look here. Okay, so I'm going to use a simple example here. Say that you get a $30,000 auto loan. And let's just say that's a five-year term that you have it for, so a pretty typical 60-month loan, and you're being charged 6% interest. You calculate that out, you'll see, of course, the payment's about $580 a month. Here's the part that everybody hates, right? It's the interest that you're paying. The one thing about loans, and there's a lot of people that are very debt adverse, and honestly, you should be to some level. You shouldn't fear debt, but you should respect it because it can either help you or can hurt you depending on who you are and what kind of steward you are of the money you're given. If you're a spender, having debt is always a bad thing, right? If you're somebody that just hoards money and you can't get over the emotional aspect of how debt could work in your favor because you don't know how to be a wise steward of your money, so you just hoard money, you just stick it in under, you almost bury it under a mattress, debt is evil, right? Because debt doesn't work. It only works for the steward that can make more than what it costs you. Always remember this. You're always in debt, right? You're always paying interest. You're either paying interest to a bank, or if you pay cash for something, you now have a lost opportunity cost of interest you could have made. Understand this, right? Again, you get a loan out, you pay interest to a bank, right? That's one cost you have. But if you pay cash for something, you've now lost the ability to earn interest on that money. That's called a lost opportunity cost. So if I have $30,000, I could either invest it and make money, or I could, you know, buy a car and cash outright. But what does that cost me? Now, if I get a car loan, it costs me 6% in this case, right? That's what's going to cost me. The interest it cost me over those 5 years is about $4,800, as you can see here on the screen. Now, the real question is, can I do better than that? As a steward, am I wise enough with my money that I could do better than $4,800 in 5 years? What could I be doing with my $30,000 otherwise? Again, if you don't know what to do with your money, being debt-free is probably great, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't be debt-free. In fact, a lot of our clients are debt-free other than their mortgages. And then, of course, we sometimes have them use debt. Sometimes they don't. You don't have to. But it's always just based on who you are and what, how wise you are with the money you have. So the question is, what if I had $30,000? And what if I put in a nice little promotional CD paying me 5%? And let's just say that that 5% is over 5 years. I know they're better for the 2 or 3 year CDs right now than the 5 year, but just go with me on this. Let's just say it's 5 years, right? Or 5 years, 5%. So really my money's out there. My car is going to be paid off, but it's going to cost me $4,800 in interest. But I'm going to do that instead of using my $30,000 of cash to pay it off. I'm just going to have that $30,000 cash sitting around in that CD. Well, what would that earn if it's at 5%? If I'm paying 6% on this loan and I'm paying $4,800, what do you think 5% on a CD with $30,000 sitting in it after 5 years, what do you think that's going to create? Here's the answer right here. There's the number. If you earn 5%, which is 1% less than it cost you on your loan, look what happens. You make $8,200, almost $8,300. And you might be thinking, wait a minute, Chris, $8,300, how is that more than the $4,800? That's $3,500 more in interest. That's almost double the interest, yet you earned 1% less on that CD. How is that even possible? There's got to be some kind of funky numbers here, Chris. What are you doing? What are you doing messing with these numbers? All it is simple math, right? Loan interest. Now, many people have the misbelief that loan interest, the banks are messing with you. They're charging all this interest up front. No, they're not. All they're doing really is, let me show you the amortization table, right? Every month, more and more goes to principal, not because the banks are trying to screw you over. It's simply math, because as you have $30,000, you pay that $580 payment, $430 goes to principal while $150 goes to interest. Well, that means your balance went down to $29,570. Well, if you're being charged 6%, now the interest next month is only about $148. But guess what? You paid it down to almost $29,000. Now the next month, about $145 at 6%. As you pay that balance down, the interest you're being charged goes down. That's why if you try to do the math, you think, well, 6% times 5 years is 30%. What's 30% of 30,000? That's $9,000. No, it's not $9,000. It did not cost you $9,000 in interest. It cost you about half that because you're paying it down. That's why at even earning 5%, you didn't even match the same interest rate. You still earned $3,500 more. If you did earn the same interest rate, look at this. Voila, you made now $10,000 while it cost you $4,800. You made more than double just earning the same interest rate after just 5 years. Watch this. 3%, there it is. $4,778. It's just a few bucks less than the interest you would earn. It was about 3.01%. If you earn 3.01%, you will match a 6% loan. So if you have a five-year car loan, just know this. Whatever interest they're going to charge you, if you can earn at least half that interest rate, you can make as much as interest as what they charged you over the life of that loan, paying just the minimum payment, not even accelerating it, not paying off early, just paying the minimum payment. That's pretty powerful, guys. Think about it. This is why I don't mind getting car loans. Now, granted, I've paid mine off, but I paid them off after a period of time. I leveraged that bank's money for cheap. I love cheap bank money. I love getting mortgages. I love car loans. I love things that are cheap. Student loans, same thing. So many people get so worked up about student loans, but if it's a low interest rate, you would just have to beat it. Now, again, if you don't know what to do with your money, then it doesn't matter, right? You might as well just be debt-free. If you're a spender, you can't control your spending habits, you're not going to use your money wisely anyways, then just pay off your debt. Just be debt-free. But for those of us that try to be wiser stewards of our money, right? Those of us that aren't willing just to blow through our money, and we're willing to look at things more rationally versus just trying to get our emotions all worked up because Dave Ramsey told us that's stupid, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's not helpful, right? You want to see something that's really awesome? What if we apply this to a mortgage, okay? So let's just say that the loan on the mortgage is $300,000. It's not going to be a 5-year loan term. That would be horrible. And I'm going to put this at the current rate I'm seeing right now, 6.375 for a 30-year mortgage. Guess what? The interest you earn on that is about $373,000. Now, when I was a mortgage broker, I used this against people, right? As a mortgage broker, I thought I was doing clients a favor by telling them how to stick it back to the bank by paying off this mortgage early. But the truth is I was doing exactly what the bank wanted me to do because the banks already get these numbers. They already understand this. They manipulate this all the time. If they had a debt so much, they wouldn't be taking your money in deposits and a savings account, would they? They wouldn't be taking your money in CDs. No, they wouldn't because they wouldn't like to pay interest. But they love paying interest because they know they can make more what you're paying them. And in truth, even when they're paying you compounding interest, they still know they can make more in simple interest because they know how to manipulate the numbers right. So look at this, $373,000, that's interest. So your total, even though it's a $300,000 loan, you paid $673,000 in payments. This is what people fear. They see this and say, oh my goodness, I'm paying more than double my mortgage balance. I need to pay this off fast. I got to get rid of this thing. So they fear the $373,000. The thing you should be asking yourself is, well, my best case scenario is I have $300,000. I can liquidate of all my assets if I can do that and pay off my mortgage. There's probably some of you right now that probably have enough in assets. You could pay off your mortgage today. And for whatever reason, Dave Ramsey didn't tell you to do that, did he? Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't, right? But he's not saying cash all your investments, pay off your mortgage. If it's so bad, maybe you should. But let's see the difference, right? Let's just see what happens here. Again, let's just use that same 5% rate. So again, this is a higher interest than the last example I used. Let's say you only earn 5%, $300,000. Look at this. Your total interest earned, almost $1 million. Now understand, it cost you, right? It cost you $373,000, but you made over $600,000 more by not paying it off, by taking that money you could have used to pay it off and investing it elsewhere. That was just at 5%. What happens if you make 8%? Look, now it's at 2.7 million, right? At just 8%. 8% is a very conservative number. Heck, even financial advisors think it's a conservative number. 2.7 million. Do you really think you're going to care about $373,000 if you know you can make roughly almost 2.3 million more plus, $2.35 million more? Do you really think you care about having a mortgage? No, but we've been taught and trained by banks, especially. Banks want you to pay it off faster because that puts them at less risk. The more equity you have, and if something ever happens, you can't make payments, they can foreclose, have equity, sell it off. But if you have a leveraged mortgage, you got it up to say 80%, which is not that bad, but banks aren't in the business. They don't want to have to deal with real estate. They want to be in the business of just making cash flow, right? They want passive income too. They want the same thing you want, but they're going to try to play that game. And so they love it when you try to pay off your house early because it just gives them less risk. And by the time you pay it off anyways, they make more money. Here's a great thing. Every dollar you pay them, they have the ability to loan out 10 more dollars. So of course, they're going to tell you to pay more on principal. If you pay an extra $1,000 on principal this month, they now have $10,000 they can lend right back out, making more money off the money you just paid them. You didn't make 10,000 plus off that. You made this piddly little amount of interest that you saved. And it is piddly. If you just pay extra payments on your mortgage, saves you so little in the grand scheme of things. It really saves you so little interest compared to what you can actually make on this money. That's the key. Now, many of our investments pay at least 10%. Look at this, 4.9 million, 4.9 guys, almost $5 million. Do you think I care about 400,000 of that? No, I don't mind making over 4.5 million more than it cost me. And those numbers can even be more insane. You know, for example, if you buy properties with leverage, say you use that 300,000 to buy properties that you had mortgages on, it's not too uncommon to get 20%. Now you would think the reason $70 million plus, right? You'd say that's impossible. Do you know people that have done real estate investing that have millions of dollars? Yeah, they have. After 30 years, especially? Yeah, there are. Even if I put it down to 15%, guys, still 19 million, 19 and a half million. It's not too far-fetched, especially when we factor in inflation and everything else. Not that far-fetched at all. Now, I'm not saying this is what your life is going to look like exactly, but I want to apply this with a real life situation right now. Okay, I'm going to talk about this situation here with Mr. D. I don't mean Mr. Drummond from Different Strokes. You guys remember that show with Gary Coleman, which you talk about Willis, right? So Mr. D, this is not Mr. Drummond, but we'll call him Mr. D for that matter. So this is a real life client right here. And this is what he did. This is how he was able to get an extra $1.3 million in just 10 years. So now he's got a first mortgage, got a great interest rate, $285,000 balance, but his payment's $4,180 a month, which means he's got about 6.25, his 6 years, 3 months to be exact, based on his interest rate that he has left in this mortgage. Now he also has a second mortgage that's at 9.08%. He fixed the rate. It was a HELOC before he fixed the rate. The crazy thing is he also has a variable rate HELOC for $15,000. Not a lot, but he's got really three mortgages here. Now, the balance of that 9% is actually higher than the first mortgage, and the payment is pretty big too. He's got 24 years left. If he paid off his mortgage, the rate he's been going, right? 6.25 years, takes that 4180 payment, applies it to the 2493, tries to pay that down. Eventually, he would pay off all of these three of these mortgages by just rolling the payment into each other, which is 67, 64 a month. He'll pay it off in 10 and a half years, free and clear home. This was his current plan. This is his wife's plan, especially his wife is saying, I don't want debt, pay it off. So he's paying down some of these other loans that he's got. He's got some credit cards, nothing big there. He's got a few auto loans that he's been leveraging at great interest rates and very good interest rates, in fact. And so we were looking at his situation. Look at the cash flow index, as I've mentioned in other podcasts before. And I said, you know what? We could actually do something here. And I told him he could cash out refinance. He could just cash out, get the amount of money to pay off all those other loans. He'll still be able to pay off at the same time by fixing the rate. I said, what if you cash out a little bit more, not just to pay off some of these loans, which will be great. It will free up a ton of money per month, roughly about 8,000, more than 8,000 bucks a month. But what if you also get money out to invest? So I said, let's refinance your first, second, third mortgage to a fixed 30-year at 6.375. His thing was, yeah, but Chris, I've got such a good mortgage rate. I said, on one of them you do, but you got other rates that don't. And guys, if you watched just 2 weeks ago, the episode I talked about before, the other woman, she had only that one mortgage rate, was very good. And we were still able to refinance, lower her payments, get cash out, and be able to invest with it to still make her at least $400, $500 a month net. His case is even better because he's got those different loans. We could still get his payment way down, dramatically down, if he just wanted to keep a low payment. That's the one beautiful thing. But here we can get $400,000 out to invest. And get this, his payment is still $379 less than he's currently paying. So he pays $64.25 a month on this mortgage payment now, even though he's got $400,000 in cash, plus he paid off all these other loans, freeing up almost $6,500 a month in cash flow right there. So already between all of these things and the $400,000 invest, even if he made 10%, that's $3,333 a month. I went down to make it simple. He's now got a net gain per month, $10,200 a month. Yes. Now, somebody might say, okay, Chris, he's obviously got a lot of money he's got coming through here, flowing through. Yes, he does. The guy makes great income, you know, like many of our clients do. He makes definitely on the higher end, I would say. And yeah, he had some pretty high loan payments. Why? Because he was aggressively paying them off. We just said, let's just get it all done. Let's just consolidate it all. Not all of his debt. We actually kept one car loan out, as well as another credit card we did not pay off, and some other things too, like a student loan. We left those things alone. We said, those things are great. Don't even pay it off early. Just make minimum payments. Just focus here. Get the cash flow. The great thing is saving over $10,000 a month. If anything goes wrong in the situation, at least he's protected because he's not forced to make these payments. Now, he was paying extra payments anyways, but this actually just lowers his payment, putting him at less risk. A bank would look at you and say, oh, your debt to income ratio is better. We like you better. We want to give you a loan now because they want to make sure you can pay your bills, especially if something goes wrong. So keep good cash reserves and you have that. Now, remember, if you just have that money invested, only making 10%, like I said, over $3,300 a month right there, $10,200 a month. So he has two choices with this. He has options. And this is why I try to emphasize for his wife who wants to pay off the house sooner. Guess what? They still can. They could pay it off, guess what? In 6.5 years, not 10 and a half. They'll actually save themselves 4 years paying off faster with no extra money out of pocket. None of this is requiring more money out of pocket for them. This is all purely just based on the resource they have within the equity of their home. And we're not even leveraging their home the full use. Still more, plenty of more room. I just use this as an example saying, hey, this is great. You get meet the California FHA guidelines, do this much. Now he could pay it off in 6.5 years, or because of this miracle of simple interest on this mortgage, he can use the compounding interest to his benefit where he would have after 10 and a half years, which is the time period that he was expected to pay off his mortgage in the first place, doing these same payments. Guess what? He'll have $2.2 million in cash, still has a mortgage balance of $859,000. If they chose to, his wife could say, you know what? Let's just pay it off, be free and clear. Great, you can do that, and you still have $1.636 million net. Well, if that $1.36 million now, see, they're not just debt-free. Understand that everybody is trying to focus on being debt-free. Even them in 10 and a half years, based on the current mortgages, even with the low rate, still 10 and a half years, what do they get? No more payments, right? Great, yeah, they don't pay that $6,700 a month. But now they don't have any income coming in either. So they save money, but they don't have any actual income. They still have to keep working to pay for the other bills because you still have to live. Well, that $1.36 million, not only do you have a now a paid off house, you now have $1.36 million that even at 10% will pay you $136,000 a year, or just over $11,000 a month in 10 and a half years. Same thing, doing the same strategy, same money coming out, but you use that simple interest to your advantage while using compounding interest. So could compounding interest be the eighth one in the world? Sure. But many people forget that the real power is the simple interest. The fact that it doesn't cost you as much as you think it does. This is what most Americans are missing. By the way, I didn't even learn this for myself until I've been in the financial space for about 6 years. It was actually 2008, 2009 when I got this. I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And I learned this first because of infinite banking. Infinite banking talks about this because some people say, wait, my loan interest is, you know, 0.5% higher than the dividend I'm earning. I'm losing. No, you're not. Because as I just showed you with that car loan example, right? As long as you're earning at least half the interest, you'll come out at least making the same amount of interest, if not winning. This is why infinite banking works, even if the loan interest rate on your infinite banking policy is higher than the dividend they're paying you. It still works as long as you're paying at least interest only on those loans. Now, if you let the money compound against you, you're right. Now you have compounding interest versus compounding interest. But when you leverage simple interest to your benefit, when you're paying at least interest only or principal and interest, this is where you get the advantage. This is why when I showed the example a few months ago, talking about how you can just invest your money, you know, making, you know, about $110,000 a year of passive income in 10 years, or use infinite banking and it can actually be $120,000 a year after 10 years. That's why. So understand this concept. One, you'll understand why debt doesn't scare me as much, especially if it's a lower interest. And then two, why infinite banking works the way it does and why you end up making money in two places at the same time. You understand this one concept. You now understand more than probably just about any financial advisor you talk to. Because I can assure you, most financial advisors don't truly understand how this all works. But that's the beautiful thing, is that this could actually work to your advantage. That's the secret that investors figure out, guys, is that we are more than willing to leverage banks' money, especially when it's cheap. Just like banks are willing to leverage our money for cheap by putting in savings or CDs or money markets. They do the same thing. You really want to become the bank? You really want to become and play by the rules of the bank? Just turn the rules right around for your benefit. And yes, guess what? Banks invest in life insurance. We've already heard that. You know, we had Eddie Wilson that said the same thing. That's what he learned as a kid from bank presidents, right? Same thing. But it's also why we don't mind borrowing money for cheap from the bank. This is why even a business loan can make sense from a bank. This is why borrowing from a car loan can make sense. Again, you have to be a wise steward of this. If you don't use the money well, if you don't know what to do with the money, it doesn't work. This is why with a lot of our clients, this might be the first thing we address. And then their natural next question is, all right, now where do I get those kind of returns? Where can I earn at least, if I'm going to pay 6% plus on my mortgage, where can I earn at least, let's say, 4% to make sure I make more over that period of time? Well, first off, 4% is not hard to get. Almost any, heck, we can do a crappy guaranteed annuity and still get a pretty decent return, you know, with all kinds of annuities for that matter. Maybe index, not fixed, but index annuities specifically. We can make more money there. There's even annuities you can annuitize and get like a 6 or 7% guarantee. That's not what we're talking about though. You can do so much better by not tapping into it, locking up your money, still having it that golden goose just lay much bigger, brighter golden eggs for you. And like I said, it's not impossible to get double digit returns off that money. Because if you end up getting an extra $1 million off of this, that's now an extra $100,000 a year of income without touching your principal. That's the difference between the accumulation mindset, which is all about saving money and paying off debt, versus the acceleration or the cash flow passive income mindset, which is about leverage and stewardship, using your money to create more money and get your money working harder for you so you're not working so hard for money. So guys, that's the secret right there. That is the secret sauce that changed my whole perspective on investing. And I hope, even if it doesn't change yours, I know maybe you've got some doubts. You're probably wondering, is this really true? Is this legit? How do I find those returns? Hey, that's what we do. We help you find those kind of returning investments. Doesn't mean that that's guaranteed. Doesn't mean we're investment advisors, because we're not. But we definitely are great strategists, just like we did with this guy saying, wait, if you refinance and do this strategy in your personal finances here, we actually refinance, get some cash out too. Now you got the ability to not only save income, you know, save on your payments, which is always nice. He fixes his rate, which is awesome too. He doesn't have to worry about his HELOC, and he gets cash out, allows him to invest, gives him a lot more benefit. And not to mention, we paid off a bunch of loans. It put him in a healthier cash flow position, and it gets him to the point where he has a choice. And that's what a good financial plan does. Financial plans don't just keep you in a rut where you can only do one thing with it. Like if that one strategy doesn't work out, you're lost. Remember, he has the option. He could pay off his house 4 years earlier than the current path, or he can take that same money, invest it, get it to work for him, and then that same 10 and a half year time period, have over $1.3 million more than he would have just doing the traditional financial plan that the Dave Ramseys and the Susie Ormans and everybody else recommends that you do. We're not about that. We're about actually getting you freedom today. What kind of potential is in your situation? Great question. I don't know. I'm not looking at your situation right now, but I can imagine if you're in a situation where you might have equity in your home, maybe you have equity in your home, maybe not. Maybe you've got cash sitting on the side that you're wondering of what to do with it or how to get it to work better for you. Maybe it's not in sitting on the side. Maybe you've been investing, but it's not doing a great job. Could it be doing better? What's your lost opportunity cost by not doing what's better for you right now? If you have questions, always reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Guys, I hope the power of simple interest rings through your ears and gets through your brain, knocks around a little bit, and blows your mind, because it blew mine, just like I hope it blows yours. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.